love to hear instruments tune because that means something very special is about to happen. Well, good morning, welcome. Thank you for being in this place, which we consider a sacred place. And thank you for being here this hour, which is an hour of worship. We're so glad that you're here. Chuck is unable to be here this morning. Earlier in the week, his wife Cynthia had some digestive illnesses and issues, so he's home with her. But she's doing well and is going to be fine. So that's the good news. He passes his blessing and welcome on to you who are visiting with us, both in the sanctuary and also on air. There are very few adult choirs in America that will take on the challenge of singing the Messiah. It is a difficult piece of music, and yet our children and our youth are going to sing the Messiah this morning. I want to recognize the directors. So, Sandy, wherever you are, come to the stage just for a second. Ken Seeloff, Frida Jacobs, and then all the volunteers and helpers that help with these kids, would you stand up as well? Yep. And now finally, children, would you stand up? And there's a whole bunch of them right over here. Let's give them a round of applause. All right. Thinking you may be seated. In a moment, I'm going to have you stand and greet one another. But because there's so much flu going around, here's the rules. You cannot cough on anyone. You cannot even talk to anyone. You cannot touch anyone. But you can greet them with a big smile. Would you do that? So stand up, turn to your neighbors, and just smile at them. Yeah, that'll make them feel much better. Now remain standing, let's sing together. It came upon a me. You may be seated. The Christian oratorio Messiah was written 300 years ago, 1741. It was a collaboration between two men. The music was written by George Frederick Handel, and he would go on to become one of the stalwarts of the Baroque era of music. Compiling the lyrics was a man named Charles Jennens. And I say he compiled the lyrics because he did not write them. He compiled them from scriptures. Therefore, everything you're going to hear this morning, everything that's sung in the Messiah, comes directly from scripture. Mr. Jennens was a devout, evangelical, passionate man of the word. And he had this theory. He said, the word of God is so powerful, music is so powerful, that if we were to join the two together, it could be life transformational. It would appeal both to the intellect of man and to the heart of man. So what he did is he got out his Bible, wanted to present the full story of the gospel. So he starts by quoting some verses from Isaiah and Haggai about the prophecies foretelling the birth of Christ. So part one of Messiah is the prophecies and also the annunciation of the incarnation and also the birth. The Messiah is in three parts. To sing the whole thing would take 3 hours. The children will not do that this morning, all right? Part two continues with his ministry, his death and resurrection. And at the end of part two, that's where the Hallelujah chorus comes in. And then part three is the prediction that Christ will once again come to earth and rapture to heaven. And also it ends with a scene of Jesus around the throne being worshiped forever and ever. So it's the story of Jesus. And sure enough, for 300 years now, people have heard the story of the gospel through what these two men did. When Jennings got the libretto together, he took it to Handel, and Handel put it up on his shelf and didn't touch it for 18 months. When he did get those scriptures down and started, he became so obsessed with it that he wrote the entire oratorio in 24 days, which is an amazing feat. So please be open to hear some of these songs as if you were hearing them for the first time. Pay close attention to the words that are being sung because it is the word of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for calling us together this day and for being in this sanctuary together for this time. Thank you that we can enjoy a beautiful piece of music that was written so many centuries ago but still speaks to our hearts and to the hearts of those worldwide. Lord, many do not know you still, and I pray that during this presentation of your story, the gospel message of Christ, they will be drawn to you and surrender their lives to you. We thank you for these children, students, and their teachers, and those that care for them. Thank you for these musicians. I pray that they would feel your blessing on them as they give us their very best this morning. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins are pardoned. Yes, the Lord has punished her twice over for all her sins. Listen, it's the voice of someone shouting. Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God.
Shall be exalted, shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low. The crooked straight and the rough places plain. The crooked straight, and the rough places plain. Mm-hmm.
Almighty said to me, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasure of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory.
Look, I am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the ways before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you look for so eagerly, is surely coming.
But who will be able to endure it when he comes? Who will be able to stand and face him when he appears? For he will be like a blazing fire that refines metal, or like a strong soap that bleaches clothes. He will sit like a refiner of silver, burning away the dross. He will purify the Levites, refining them like silver and gold, so that they may once again offer acceptable sacrifices to the Lord.
Thank you. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. God with us.
Thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain.
Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strife, lift it up in order pride. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God, behold your God. Say unto the cities of Judah,
behold your God, behold your God, behold your God.
Oh, thou that shalt. all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance.
The people that walk in darkness, that walk in darkness. And they that dwell in the land, that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Upon them hath the light shined.
Give us. After 400 years of silence, God fulfilled his promise and sent the long-awaited Messiah. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And though the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them,
shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. I will remove the battle chariots from Israel and the war horses from Jerusalem. I will destroy all the weapons used in battle, and your king will bring peace to the nations. His realm will stretch from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice greatly.
And when he comes, He will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth from the wilderness, and streams will water the wasteland.
Whom I strengthen, he is my chosen one who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not falter or lose heart until justice prevails throughout the earth. Even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for his instructions. Who is the King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle.
Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter.
Who is the King of glory?
The Lord of heaven's armies, he is the King of glory.